Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
There's a number of new Tyler Perry shows on BET that I watch. One about the White House. Now, it's not very good. There's one about these four girlfriends that I do watch with my wife. Now, it's better.
Yeah.
A lot of Tyler Perry stuff on BET.
They still got College Hill on there?
I don't think it's still there, bro.
Okay.
It's been a while since you've been there. Video soul looking self. Donnie. Who was my guy Donnie back in the day they used to host it? You got no idea who I'm talking about. Those were the old days.
He was the host of College Hill?
No. No, like Video Soul.
Oh.
Donnie Simpson. Okay. Look him up.
He was on BET?
Yes.
Okay, I got you. Yeah, I see him. What a great mustache. Did you watch College Hill? Was that your era?
Yeah, I never got into it. It was like their, reality
HBCUs,
show.
Yeah.
I checked it out for the first season. Yeah. They were just, I was already past that age, and I just couldn't stay with it.
I got you.
That said, you know, Lord knows, my wife still watches. I still watch as, 16 and pregnant. These young girls on MTV get pregnant, have to live with, and yeah, they've divorced the dads and all
yes.
that stuff, and
yes.
there's just pure misery.
Absolutely.
One of those girls was from Tennessee.
Yeah.
Was a softball player. But yeah, we, you know. I'm happy about BET coming back.
Yeah, so adding those channels. Well, adding Nickelodeon is big for the kids. If you got kids, Nickelodeon does have a lot of programming on there that the kids will love, right?
My whole thing, my kid barely watches the cartoon channels that are on it.
Okay.
He'll so quickly go over to YouTube and just or Netflix and pull up what he wants there.
So which of the channels that they're adding matter the most to you? Like in terms of the daily stuff you'll actually VH1?
Those two particularly. VH1 will give us those Housewives back that we didn't have there for a while. But now that's Bravo. There's hip hop,
Love and Hip Hop
is VH1.
So I do
again, that's not the same as it used to be either. That thing's boy, it has fallen, too, in terms of who they consider celebrities now.
Let me ask you a question, though. At what point does it become better, though, to bundle and go back to, you know, for example, Xfinity? Because if you're paying $64.99 for just your bare television, Comcast Xfinity will always give you that. When you come back, they'll always give you that bundle deal. You know, they'll always give you.
Yeah, it's over 100, though.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm paying over 100 for my internet and my TV now. I'm paying $64.99 plus tax is going to be what, like 70? So I'm paying basically, I went from paying $130 to paying $150 now for both. Would I not pay less with Xfinity, you know? I mean, I it probably is the same, right? Like it's probably because you have to pay for the box. That's how they get you at Xfinity. You got to pay for the boxes.
You got some high dollar internet too.
I got the Blast. I mean, I don't got like the business speed or anything like that.
I mean, I'm paying $40 a month for internet.
You got that Dollar General.
It's AT&T, fool.
Again, Dollar General internet. You got that turtle.
AT&T is not Dollar General. Okay.
Remember that was turtle.
Can they do better? Absolutely, but they ain't Dollar General,
bro. There's nothing wrong with Dollar General. It's just Dollar General. Like you don't know what the other side. Remember those turtles? The commercial, man. For the like they used to talk about the internet speed, man.
Yeah, I'm working on like 89.
That's awful. That's terrible.
It gets my laptop, my wife's, all her devices, my son on television, the YouTube comes through. It's not buffering anymore. We do fine. You're telling me I need to pay double to get to where? 200? What is it? Megabytes?
Yes. This is the commercial that your internet reminds me of.
Comcast high-speed internet is fast no matter where you are. But with DSL, the farther you are from the hub or central office,
the slower your connection.
Right. So I brought our computer way out to the backyard.
Is it getting slower?
No, it's no slower than usual.
Go left. Push it.
You come push it. You push it real good.
Fast is not for everyone, Jason. Hold on, let me tell you. So you said you're working with 89?
On a good day.
On a good day, you're working with 89.
I can test it regularly with the app.
So that would be your upload speed?
Yeah. What are you, 200 or something?
I think I am, something like that, yeah. I'm in the 200s for sure.
Again, you're a big gamer, all that stuff. You got to have your online games
too.
All.
You got a gamer in your house?
I'm not big like you where I'm going home and doing it. You know, I want to play all the combat games, the shoot 'em ups, 2K, all that stuff. You're playing them all. You're like a gamer. You got to have that then, I imagine, if you want that speed to stay the same. We're fine. Chris can play his couple of little games.
Yeah, well,
I'm fine for the lower price, you know? A lot of us on a tighter budget now, John.
I guess you're right. It is cheaper, technically.
It's much cheaper.
But, you know.
And it gets it done. That's the point. And I've always been
I'm trying to bring you out, man. I'm trying to show you this. There's a whole new world with fast internet, and you just want to stay, you know, where you're at. And that's fine. And I think you'd get an introductory rate. I think you get a good deal. But you know what? It took me this long to get you away from DirecTV, and you were paying $700 a month. So God knows how long it's going to take me to get you away from AT&T. You loyal.
Well, I am. It took me a lot to just cut the DirecTV, which that had become AT&T. I don't get it with you. Sometimes it's your high society view. Oh, you poor man. You can't have anything. But then you're messed up about the bill going up $15. Like, which one is it, bro? Get both feet on one side and pick one.
I just want CJ
you're
to
mad
have...
about a $15 uptick, and you got more new channels.
Well, I'm just like, where does it stop? You know,
but then you're this high society on the internet. Oh, you're so slow, you peasant.
Listen, I think our listeners would agree that Jason deserves better than 89 megabits per second. That's all I'm saying.
I think 89, I think generally is doing as well. It's from my understanding, you experts need the 200, or maybe you got 1,000 devices in your big home. Okay,
how many devices you got?
I got a bunch, and that's what I'm trying to tell you. You're not listening anymore. You're just talking about the high society internet. Is that it gets done? We got a ton of devices, 7, 8, 9.
Okay.
He gets on the internet, plays his 2K. It's not buffering. It's not kicking us off.
Okay,
like 89's get it done. 200's like super speed.
Well, I'm just saying maybe
200 like NASA.
Maybe CJ smashed the Joy-Con because he's lagging. You know, have you considered that? Is it possible that he was lagging and that's why he smashed the Joy-Con? I want you to ask CJ, do you ever lag, son? Do you ever lag on the internet?
He was playing the game at where his mom works. You can tell I got to calm down. And he was not online. He was not online. He's just playing 2K regularly.
Okay.
Playing the computer, as we like
All right,
to say.
Well, good.
All right.
Glad
it wasn't about, had nothing to do with lagging.
Okay, good. I am glad to hear that. Well, anyway, it appears as though YouTube price is going. Hopefully this is the end.
The last time for John.
Well, I mean, again, this is two times in the last 2 years they have raised the price by 15%.
I was paying like $260, $300
well, no
for DirecTV.
Well, from your
so this
perspective,
this is a new world
yes.
where it is already.
Yes.
I'm a happy man.
I'm just
happy
saying,
camper.
At some point, though, you know this is how you do it. You negotiate the cable bill. You go back and forth.
It matters for you, though, because you're paying so much in internet that if these streaming services keep going up,
it may make more sense
for
me to go back to Xfinity.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it just but again, though, like you paid $10 a month for the box, like, and I mean, I got three TVs. You know what I mean?
That's $30
a month.
What side of it are you on?
I'm cheap when it comes to the piddly stuff, like the stupid, like the little surcharges where they get you. You know, like I don't want to pay $10 a box.
Yeah. It's still so far from what I was doing. You know, that's the key for me. Where you were,
but they are adding a channel
perspective.
So that is a good thing for YouTube TV. But it did go up to $64.99 a month.
Have you done that HBO Max one yet?
No.
Okay.
I don't have that. I don't think I'll get it.
So
what is that? Is that basically HBO Go?
How much more original programming does HBO have now that is still must-see television? You know, they don't have
I like
Wire
Euphoria.
And Sopranos. And, you know, all that's gone.
Euphoria was good with Zendaya.
Never saw it.
Yeah, it was like it would not be your kind of show. It's like a high school, like a very dark interpretation of high school.
That sounds like my show, All American.
No, that's a dark interpretation of football, where they run little disabled routes. Bro, he did. Everybody, I mean, they and then they slowed it down. That was unnecessary.
It was his first catch since being shot, John.
Well, it looked like it.
He was rusty.
I mean, he deserves an Academy Award for that because he sold the hell out of it. He looked like somebody that had just gotten recovered from being shot and running a route. I mean, like, the way he had a hitch in it. They slowed it down like it was, like, you know, Chariots of Fire, you know?
He was uncomfortable first catch after being shot. You would probably be uncomfortable the first time, too, see if you still got it.
Man, All-American. What a show. What a team. What an actor. All right. Tay Diggs is in that, right?
That dude's British, too. It adds to it. The kid, the football player, the prospect. Got more of that happening now where British guys come over here.
Yeah.
They do our accent. The guy in Snowfall that plays literally a Compton dude that starts selling, goes to British dude coming over. You got to cover the accent. All following, you know, Idris and Elba and my guy. I mean, it's amazing. They can totally knock off the home accent,
you
the British accent.
The guy from Get Out, he's British.
The guy from Get Out?
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah. 100%. Daniel, what's his name? Daniel something.
Him too?
Yeah. He's definitely British.
I've asked my wife, like, where the great American
Daniel Kaluuya. He is British.
I don't think I've ever heard him speak off outside of movies. I don't think I've ever heard the accent.
He was born in London.
Did I know that or not?
To Ugandan parents. They raised him.
It is trendy, man, to come over here and play, American-born characters.
Yeah, he was raised on a council estate in Kentish Town.
I mean, is it easy for them to knock off the British accent and do our accent as opposed to us? I still can't do, at 44 or 43, a British accent very well. My brother was decent at it, so he got some acting parts at Theater Memphis.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it. It's hard for me.
Wow, I didn't know Jeff had that in him.
Yeah, he's fantastic at it, quite frankly, a natural at it. But apparently you come out of the womb able to do an American accent over there.
Yeah, I don't know.
I guess
because
they watch so much of our stuff, too.
How do you do an American accent? Like, there's so many different dialects. Like, which one do you just do? Do you do, like, the...
The guy that is on Snowfall, I mean, sounds just like Snoop. Like, sounds like a West Coast dude,
yeah.
and it's totally acting.
I get the British accent and the Australian accent mixed up. There are small, subtle differences between them. I can't do...
There are tales, too, yeah, that people that are good at this stuff and telling them could say, oh, that's... Oh, no, that's Australian. That's no good.
I think I end up doing more of the Australian than I end up doing the British one. But, yes, Daniel Kaluuya is indeed British.
Man, they're all British.
Slick Rick.
Well, you schooled me on that one.
21 Savage.
Wasn't just you, though. 21 I know about.
21 Savage was born in Great Britain. So, there you go.
So was the dude in All-American, the football player.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is a revelation to me.
Yeah. 21
As many
Savage,
things are in 2020.
21 Savage was born in London. London. I'm just they're producing lots of
and they come over here and get jobs. Again,
it's amazing.
It's great,
that,
but
that 21 like nobody knew that 21 Savage was from London. I mean, that's pretty like hilarious. You know? He just came to Atlanta and just like fit right in.
British actors just kicking American actors' tail right now on some of these gigs.
Yeah, there are some great ones. There are definitely some great ones. All right, we will come back. We're going to be joined by Brian Scalabrine at 1:25. Stick around, Jason and John, 99 FM, ESPN.
The Mid-South's number one for sports. WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. On the radio.com live and rewind anytime. Smart speakers just say, play 92.9 ESPN.
My City Rides allows you to lease to own a brand new motor scooter to get where you need to go. And they provide training with their scooter school. We're talking with rider Mike Davis. Mike, did you already know how to ride?
I had never driven a motorcycle before. For My City Rides.
Tell us a little bit about Scooter School.
Scooter School largely consisted of two parts. One part was a classroom format that focused on laws, safety, and equipment. The second part was actual on-scooter training in an empty nearby parking lot.
Were you scared at all?
I was terrified I would wreck the training scooter.
So how did it go?
So they didn't push us to do any of the exercises until we were ready. We started off slow. First was balancing, then riding in a straight line, then turning one way, then another. Towards the end, we worked on emergency techniques such as fast braking.
So what would you tell someone who is considering the My City Rides program?
If you're thinking about it, don't wait. It's almost impossible to find more reliable and more fun transportation for $90 a month. It's a lot of fun. It's also cheap.
Thanks, Mike. To find out more, visit MyCityRides.org. That's MyCityRides.org.
There are a number of ways to know when you need a new roof. Maybe the shingles are curled or cracked. Maybe a storm causes multiple leaks. Just the look of a worn roof can keep you from selling your home. This is Jeff Calkins, and I want to tell you about Bennett Roofing, a locally owned, licensed, and insured company that understands that your roof is a big investment. So from beginning to end, they'll let you know everything to expect and how your beautiful new roof is going to look when it's done. So contact the folks I'd contact by going to BennettRoofingMemphis.com or calling 359-9708. That's 359-9708.
Join Meghan Trainor on Tuesday, June 30th, live on Facebook for the 2020 Census Concerts That Count. Our generation is powerful. We need to come together to create a future that we want to live in. Filling out your 2020 census is the one thing we can do to shape our future. Take the census now. Come on, everyone. Shape your future. Start here at 2020census.gov. Join Meghan live on her Facebook at Meghan Trainor Songs on June 30th at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific with superstars Cam Jordan of The Saints and Breonna Stewart of the Seattle Storm.
Imagine a coffee cup. It may seem small, but it comes from a small business, one of thousands on eBay. Powered by people, millions of people, all over the country, all working to get you exactly what you want. And that's no small thing. That's everything. Get your thing on eBay.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. I am often asked, what is the value of my case? The answer, of course, depends on your injuries, liability, and the damages to you financially. And it also very much depends on the law firm you hire to represent you. Many times, firms are hired without much thought or research. All firms are not the same, not even close. I know of firms and lawyers who haven't tried a case in years, maybe never. The insurance company knows who they are, too. Some lawyers need the money more than you do. Go to ForThePeople.com and look at our verdicts in court. Here you will see injuries just like yours. You will see what the insurance company offered and, more importantly, what a jury decided. You will have an idea what your case may be worth in our hands. And just because you've already hired a lawyer doesn't mean you can't fire them before it's too late. For over 30 years, Morgan & Morgan has been here at your time of need. On your cell, dial pound law. Pound law, that's all.
Free background information available upon request.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected five times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
Hi, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM ESPN. We got a tweet from Jason in response to a commitment here in the local Memphis area. Cam Jones, who is a guard out there, I believe at ECS. Is that correct, Jason? He's at
correct.
ECS?
And Team Thad.
I've seen him. I actually saw him play at Booker T this year. I went out and saw an ECS game at Booker T, and he was playing. He committed to Marquette today, according to 247 Sports. So he picked them because they made me feel wanted and needed from the jump.
Florida was on him.
6'3 guard. Yeah, nice player out of UC. It's kind of under the radar, you know, here in the Memphis area. But plays for Team Thad, Norton Hurd the fourth, and is committed to Marquette. So that's a nice get for Marquette coming into Memphis. I guess he was not really on Memphis's radar in the class 2021. They have other priorities.
Was wondering if that might change in the coming weeks before obviously the commitment today, because Cam Jones was blowing up. That's just the CA had just written about him. A lot of that about his relationship with his father was in the Air Force. Got Cam started playing basketball back on the base, but he was blowing up, and I knew about it obviously because obviously a regular on the show here, Norton Hurd the fourth, was going to be his coach for Team Thad this year, and you know had sort of been saying for a while, to your point, flying under the radar, you know Cam Jones is, and you watched him at Booker T, I watched him over at ECS, even came back the next day on the show and talked about how smooth of a guard at 6'3", 6'4" he was, and just really outclassing the folks he was playing against. But the other part about it was like he wasn't just taking over either. It was within the flow of the game. I think he had 30 on the night that I was out there watching ECS, and he can fill it up, and he is a fantastic floor leader. And Marquette and Florida recognized that early and decided, you know what, here's a guy that Memphis isn't on, and albeit you talk about him flying under the radar. Think about your 21 guys. I mean, we talked Kennedy Chandler. First and foremost, you had Musa before he reclassified. Just a lot of guys in terms of having names that we talked about before Cam. And in that, while that was happening, Cam was in the gym. Cam was getting better. And again, other schools recognizing, okay, this isn't going to be one that Memphis looks like they're going to be interested in. Well, let's go in there and we could, you know, be rewarded for it. And certainly in this case, Marquette and I guess Dwayne Killings, the assistant there, got it done. Cameron Jones is going to be quite the player for them.
Yeah,
should he stay committed, and I imagine he will. They've been on him the entire time.
Yeah, so it does.
I was wondering if Memphis might spread out the net a little bit more as we went on and offered him sort of the change like they changed with Jonathan Lawson, but it had not come to this point, and now there'll probably be no need to offer because he's committed.
Yeah, so I mean it speaks to another.
He was blowing up though.
Yeah, he was. He was. You're exactly right. You know, all the talent in Memphis in this class 2021, you know, you got Jalen Brown here. Where's he at, Tresmant?
He's at Woodville now.
He's at Woodville with Keelan.
On 247, though, to your point, they still got him at Tresmant. It's like they didn't even know he's at Woodville last year.
Yeah.
But two of the top five in Tennessee were at Woodville last year, Jalen and Jonathan Lawson.
So it's basically now Jalen and Jonathan in terms of the guys who are left. Mason,
which was before Kennedy leaves. Mason was second behind him. Yeah, Kennedy, Mason Miller, Cameron Jones was the third highest ranked. Now this they made him a four-star. This look to me too. I think since the Marquette commitment, they've moved him up. But he is worthy. I still would say Jonathan Lawson the better prospect overall. You know, but Cameron Jones certainly worthy of a top five, top six in terms of state ranking because he's legit. He's legit. He's just done it under the radar, no question about it.
So Mason Miller right now is the highest rated player in the city of Memphis in 2021.
That's staying.
Yeah.
According to 247, yes.
How about that?
They got him national in 51, got him number two in the state, and the 12th best power forward in the country, four-star Mason Miller. They've made now Cameron a four-star. See, they've updated this. I don't believe Cam was a four-star before today, before this. But he is a good player.
Yeah, so anyway, there you have it. Cam Jones committed to Marquette. Good get for, the Golden Eagles? Good get for Wojo and the Golden Eagles. All right, we will come back. Brian Scalabrine is going to join us. We'll talk to him about the bubble, the Grizzlies' chances once play resumes, and more. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. I am often asked, what is the value of my case? The answer, of course, depends on your injuries, liability, and the damages to you financially. And it also very much depends on the law firm you hire to represent you. Many times, firms are hired without much thought or research. All firms are not the same, not even close. I know of firms and lawyers who haven't tried a case in years, maybe never. The insurance company knows who they are, too. Some lawyers need the money more than you do.
Go to ForThePeople.com and look at our verdicts in court. Here you will see injuries just like yours. You will see what the insurance company offered and, more importantly, what a jury decided. You will have an idea what your case may be worth in our hands. And just because you've already hired a lawyer doesn't mean you can't fire them before it's too late. For over 30 years, Morgan & Morgan has been here at your time of need. On your cell, dial pound law. Pound law, that's all.
Free background information available upon request.
She serves too. Women make up about 16% of the American Armed Forces, and they've got a story to tell. From what it's like to wear the nation's military uniform and break glass ceilings while in the military, to transitioning to civilian life when their tour of duty is complete. Stay connected to the unique perspective of female veterans at ConnectingVets.com.
Whether you were a soldier, sailor, airman, or Marine,
ConnectingVets.com.
We're all in uncharted territory, looking for ways to support our communities. At Dell Technologies, we're making sure small businesses have the right tech solutions. Dell Technologies advisors are here for you, from helping small businesses stay connected and productive while working remotely with Windows 10 and Microsoft Teams, to rapidly deploying remote work solutions that limit upfront costs with Dell Financial Services. We're standing by you every step of the way. Call 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
If you love them enough to barely sleep, then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
A better tomorrow starts today with Wendy's breakfast. A tomorrow that says bake can, not bake can't. Where fresh eggs reign like opportunity, honey butter goodness is spread, and the frosty is chinoed. At Wendy's, we don't ask what tomorrow holds, but rather, what will you hold tomorrow? Will it be the breakfast baconator or the honey butter chicken biscuit? No matter what you choose, tomorrow's looking good.
At participating U.S. Wendy's.
This is the sound of Jeff's first ever low and slow Applewood smoked pork shoulder. And this...
Yes, yes, yes! Yes!
...is the sound he made when it fell right off the bone. Yeah, you okay there, Jeff?
Oh, it's beautiful!
Backyard grilling leaves the best marks. Kingsford. For recipes and inspiration, visit Kingsford.com.
Join Meghan Trainor on Tuesday, June 30th, live on Facebook for the 2020 Census Concerts That Count. Our generation is powerful. We need to come together to create a future that we want to live in. Filling out your 2020 Census is the one thing we can do to shape our future. Take the census now. Come on, everyone. Shape your future. Start here at 2020census.gov. Join Meghan live on her Facebook at Meghan Trainor Songs on June 30th at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific, with superstars Cam Jordan of the Saints and Breonna Stewart of the Seattle Storm.
Imagine a coffee cup. It may seem small, but it comes from a small business, one of thousands on eBay. Powered by people, millions of people, all over the country, all working to get you exactly what you want. And that's no small thing. That's everything. Get your thing on eBay.
For all your favorite teams and sports with Radio.com. The biggest sports stations in America talk about the NFL, MLB, NHL, and NBA. Get updates on when games will start
and how your team stacks up.
Find Jim Rome, Tiki and Tierney, and more of the top personalities in sports on CBS Sports Radio.
And you'll love Radio.com sports originals
like Mike's On with Francesa, Swings and Misses,
and You Better You Bet,
with the best bets on the biggest matchups every weekday. Gear up with all the shows and podcasts
on Radio.com or the Radio.com app.
Learn the Potter's Wheel with today's Perks Deal. A private pottery lesson for two at Seize the Clay for only $100. You'll learn the basics of wheel throwing in a 2.5-hour private lesson. By the end of the lesson, you'll have 4 to 6 unique pieces that you can glaze and paint after the bisque firing. Private lessons from Seize the Clay make great gifts, a special anniversary activity, or a fun family outing. Get your deal today at GetMyPerks.com. Join Meghan Trainor on Tuesday, June 30th, live on Facebook for the 2020 Census Concerts That Count. Our generation is powerful. We need to come together to create a future that we want to live in. Filling out your 2020 Census is the one thing we can do to shape our future. Take the census now. Come on, everyone. Shape your future. Start here at 2020census.gov. Join Meghan live on her Facebook at Meghan Trainor Songs on June 30th at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific with superstars Cam Jordan of the Saints and Breonna Stewart of the Seattle Storm.
Imagine a coffee cup. It may seem small, but it comes from a small business, one of thousands on eBay. Powered by people, millions of people, all over the country, all working to get you exactly what you want. And that's no small thing. That's everything. Get your thing on eBay.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
Don't roll it, holy moly, no days off. Pirates cook it up like Kyrie trades you off. Let's go. Green and white like Celtics, don't play with me, play with a foul.
Now we're back, Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN, and as promised, he is Radio.com Sports NBA Insider, Brian Scalabrini. He's the co-host of Scal and Pals. Let's make him the gigantic interview.
Every weekday on 92.9's Jason and John Show, we have a special guest we call the Gigantic Interview. Presented by A-Team Roofing on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Brian, what's going on, man?
Man, gigantic interview. I got to bring it.
Yeah. I mean, this is only
100%.
This is the second gigantic interview in the history of the show. So, I mean, this is, you know, the
mountainous.
The bar is very high, but we know that you are equipped to surpass it. What's been going on, man? How have you been the last few months?
Well, it's funny that the gigantic interview is brought to you by a roofing company, because I've actually been roofing my shed. That's what I've been doing now. Building things. I bought chickens. I'm like doing everything in quarantine where I'm like, so I don't get bored at my house. But I am geared up, and I'm like you guys, man. I want to see this thing get started. I'm super interested in your Memphis Grizzlies. How are they going to play? Everyone wants to. Seems like the NBA wants New Orleans to make the playoffs, but I'm pretty sure Memphis is going to have something to say about that. But either way, I just want to see basketball. I want to see meaningful games.
Yeah, obviously, we know you guys have been gearing up there at Scal and Pals, which is a great show for any, you know, NBA, any basketball fan. What are your concerns about the bubble, and what do you think is viable about the bubble?
So my concerns would just be how many guys get it before the NBA has to take a look and say maybe this wasn't a great idea. And listen, if I was playing, I wouldn't back out of it. I'm not really afraid of getting coronavirus or anything like that, but I know that there are some people that are really concerned about it. I know that there are some guys out there that are backing out because of safety and all the different reasons that they have. But my biggest concern from my standpoint now is, what is that number? 20, 25, 30? 30 guys get it. Does the NBA just pull the plug? And then if you think about when the NBA stopped the season last time, like the whole world stopped too. And I kind of feel like there's a lot of pressure on Adam Silver. If he could say, all right, we're going to go through with this, we're going to adapt to what's going on, then I think the world will sort of follow suit. So I think there's a lot of pressure on him to have to be that decision maker. Are we going to go forward with this? Or, hey, man, this thing's getting out of control. We have to pull back a little bit.
What's your confidence level that they get to the end, Brian? Sounds like you might have your doubts.
Not strong. I know they'll start.
Mm-hmm.
And I know they'll get to that first round of the playoffs. I know that. Outside of that, I'm 50-50 on that. I'm not going to sit here with certainty and tell you,
sure,
hey, this is what I think these guys are going to figure out a way. I'm just not sure because of the cases. I think the bubble is somewhat controllable, but I think the coronavirus is somewhat uncontrollable.
That's fair. Yeah.
So I'm a little worried that we don't have an NBA champion in 2020.
Yeah, I mean, I guess in terms of what could, you know, penetrate, I mean, I feel like the Lakers and LeBron knows that his window is closing. And so LeBron and the Lakers are probably going to be you know, I think very disciplined in the way that they approach this because they're trying to win a championship. But, like, not everybody has the urgency of LeBron James, right? I mean, that sure. and that's the fundamental issue that you're dealing with, isn't it?
Yeah, I agree with that. I think LeBron is would you know, make it worth his while for his teammates and express to them how important this is to him. I agree with it, but I think the Bucks are in that category, and I do believe there are a lot of teams out there that are looking like, man, if we win a championship, it's like it's legit. I get a ring, I'm an NBA champion. So I think in the coronavirus, the Orlando bubble, it's wide open. So maybe the Houston Rockets are thinking the same thing. You know, maybe the Boston Celtics. I know for sure the Philadelphia 76ers, who were unbelievable at home this year and then struggled on the road, they might be like, we could completely salvage our screwed up entire, you know, regular season up until March by, you know, playing well here. The Toronto Raptors have something to prove. So I think there's a couple teams. But I'm with you on the Orlando Magic, the Brooklyn Nets. I'm not sure that they're thinking the same thing and they have the same sense of urgency. I think they're kind of just like biding their time to, you know, get it done with and go home.
Pelicans were 10-9 with Zion Williamson in the lineup this year. And they do have the easiest schedule in terms of these seeding games. But there seems to be a narrative that most people are assuming, and maybe not all, but a lot of people assuming – that they're set. They're going to jump the Grizzlies and get that 8 spot. Where are you at on it, Brian? You think the Grizzlies got a good chance to hold them off? Do you think the Pelicans eventually get them? Are you counting Portland out? Where are you at on sort of this race for the 8 seed?
Yeah, so the whole strength of schedule thing, we have to kind of pump the brakes on it. If you're playing the Lakers or the Bucks, who don't care about seeding or whoever have already clinched, you know, those aren't going to be, you know, really tough games. Those tough games are going to be like the Portlands of the world, the guys that have nothing to play for. There's like the Washington Wizards, for example. They're going to be a bunch of guys out down there playing for jobs. Like, there's going to be – those guys are hard to play against, especially when you're not in your rhythm. And these guys are looking at it like, man, I got 8 games to show the world and I'm an NBA player. So I think the whole strength of schedule thing is a little overrated when you start talking about, like, who's playing who and all that stuff. But I will say this about New Orleans. They had about 3 opportunities right before the break. All they had to do was win this home game against this team that they should beat.
Yeah.
Lose by 12. Then they have another opportunity where they can gain some ground on Memphis and, you know, lose by 8. And so, as much as I, like, listen, the New Orleans, they're a good team on paper.
On paper.
Derek
yep.
Favors is good, like J.J. Redick and Jrue Holiday, Zion. I mean, they have a nice team. But for whatever reason, this season, every time I go and watch these guys play, they disappoint me. So as of right now, I have Memphis in, but I do think New Orleans will win enough games to play against the Memphis Grizzlies, but they'll be the 9th seed as opposed to the Memphis Grizzlies being the 8th seed.
And isn't that, you know, that series, you know, whether it's one game, whether it's 2 games, whatever it ends up being, I mean, isn't that the value for the Grizzlies? Because – listen, if you get the 8 spot, whether it's the Pelicans or the Lakers, like the Grizzlies, like, you're likely just going to get whacked by the Lakers anyway. I mean, so in terms of the value and what you're going to really get, I mean, it's these 8 games when you're just trying to get back into a swing of things, but it's also that potential play-in tournament, right? I mean, these are the sort of games that will ultimately, I mean, playoff experience is you can't duplicate that. I understand that, but it's not how competitive is it going to be against the Lakers? We kind of know what that will look like for a young team. So isn't that the value, you know, getting to sort of brush shoulders with a team that's built like you, that's coming up just like you and the Pelicans?
Yeah, so the value would be somehow to beat the Pelicans, right? And let's say you only got to beat them once because you got the home court or you have the higher seed. And then the value would really be, can you beat the Lakers? Can you win 1 game against the Lakers? And then, can you win 2 games against the Lakers? There's where the value. Now, like, I do believe if you go and play the Lakers and they win by 20, win by 20, win by 20, you know, those type of things, that's it's not going to be as valuable as what if the Memphis Grizzlies are sitting there minute 30, you know, down 2 to LeBron James, you know, as it's well documented his first round and how he just could skate through the first round. And you got this opportunity, and Ja Morant has this opportunity to come off a pick and roll with Jaren Jackson Jr. to let one fly to take the lead. Like, those moments right there, There's nothing you guys could have done this regular season that would build, like, those moments right there will build the Memphis Grizzlies into either a championship caliber team or, you know, like, or just another, you know, young team that's played well when they're really young and never really met their potential. So I think it's super important. And I think, I'm not just talking from Memphis' standpoint, but also for New Orleans, whoever does get into the playoffs, whoever does get to square against LeBron James in the first round will benefit from that. And I cover the Boston Celtics. I call their games. And the Celtics had that opportunity with LeBron back in the day. And the Cavs, they beat the Celtics. But there was one really close game. And I think that Brad Stevens and this young Celtic group, before they really escalated into what they are right now, really benefited from that.
I want to keep it on Celtics because we were talking yesterday about 2-3 and trying to catch, you know, whether or not, you know, that's a realistic option, catching Toronto, because the Grizzlies have them. I think it's the seventh game. I may be off on that, but it's late. And we were making the point that, well, is Boston still playing at that point? What do you think, Brian? What's going to happen there? Can they catch Toronto? Does it matter? Will that Memphis-Boston game, will Boston still care at that point?
Yeah, I'm not sure that they will. I think the entire Eastern Conference,
mm-hmm.
I think everyone's going to be settled in on trying to just get their players as healthy and ready for the playoffs. But, you know, it's I don't know what the – and if they do play if Celtics play Philadelphia – they're not going to show a lot. They're not going to play a lot. Kemba Walker's not going to play a lot. So I think the value is in those lower seeds. I think a battle against Portland is going to be a much tougher game than a battle against the 76ers or the Celtics or the Lakers or
too.
The Bucks, because it's just those teams are playing for so much more.
Yep.
I do think those guys want to make the playoffs. I do think Dame Lillard can say, man, we can salvage our season by beating the Lakers in the first round. So everyone is gunning. Everyone in that Western Conference is really gunning for that eighth spot.
Which opt-out guy, them not being there, is going to hurt their team more? Is it Avery Bradley with the Lakers,
yeah,
who's a defensive dog, or is it Trevor Ariza in Portland, who, look, averaging 10, a modest 10, but is, you know, Brian, you know the value of having a vet like that, who was shooting 40% from three? Is it going to be, you know, them missing Avery Bradley and kind of filling it with a J.R. Smith? How much do they lose?
I think it's Avery Bradley, and no disrespect to Smith or Waiters, but I think with Avery Bradley, the Lakers are a good team. They're a good team. They're lacking one thing now that Avery Bradley's out. They need a hard-nosed defensive guard, a guy who can fight through screens, mm-hmm. and that's what Avery Bradley does. That's how he's made his bread and butter in the NBA. They don't have anybody else that can do that. J.R. Smith can make shots.
Right.
He's a fine defensive player, but he's been sitting out for a while. Deion Waiters is a fine offensive player. Avery Bradley is an elite defensive player, and I think they're going to miss that. And I'm a little surprised that he opted out. I feel like LeBron would have said, hey, I really need you. This is like a good chance for us to win a championship. Maybe LeBron didn't say any of those things. And, you know, I understand his son has a respiratory issue, and he's afraid for his son.
Mm-hmm.
I get all that. But it's the one position that the Lakers were weak at, and
uh-huh.
he was like their one shining moment. Well, I would say if you're the Memphis Grizzlies and you can play against the Lakers, just go at their guards. Whoever their guards are guarding,
yep.
those are the ones you want to – and they're going to have big nights because Avery Bradley was their one defensive stopper at that position.
When this is all over, you know, and we're back to having fans in the stands and you know, life is much, you know, or as much as it can be back to normal, do you think that those players – and I know it's such a – it almost seems callous, and it's certainly nobody in the public is judging these guys for opting out. Nobody's blaming them for opting out. But internally, as somebody that has been inside of an NBA locker room, especially for a contending team, are his teammates upset with him? Are his teammates disappointed in him right now?
I think – so I use two guys. And maybe Toronto would be in this category as well. But I think LeBron – I can't imagine he's not upset because he's really bright and he knows the game and he knows that, like, we need this on our team. We need this position on our team. And to win a championship, it's hard. And that just puts a lot more pressure on LeBron. And I think another one would be, like, if someone from the Milwaukee Bucks were to opt out, with Giannis's free agency not coming up, but he can sign the Supermax this mm-hmm. summer or not and all that other stuff, I wonder if that would come into play. But I'm not. I don't think it's the. I don't think that most guys, like, let's say I was on the team, I would totally respect everyone's, you know, like, their own, you know, personal well-being and what they want to do. But I think when you're playing for your legacy, I think it's a little bit different than just being trying to hang on to the in the league and just, you know, like, hey, if Avery Bradley's out, there'll be somebody else, and maybe I'll get a little bit more minutes or whatever it may be, knowing that it hurts our team. But most athletes think, like, I'll be able to do fine. I just think those guys who are legacy guys, they rely on every one of their teammates and every one of their skill sets.
Yep. We're talking to Brian Scalabrine, Radio.com, Sports NBA Insider. Catch him on Radio.com. Scal and pals, it is a absolute must-watch, must-listen for any NBA fan, any basketball fan. Speaking of which, Ja Morant tweeted about 45 minutes ago, Scal, that he is up 12 pounds of muscle. How beneficial is that going to be for his game? I mean, we know he was probably 175 pounds soaking wet, if that, you know, before all this got canceled. He says he's 12 pounds up since the quarantine. That's a good sign, isn't it?
Yeah, no question. And I was really curious about, during this quarantine, who was going to come back in better shape. You saw Jokic, he's thinned out. James Harden's thinned out. You know, if John Morant's put on some muscle, the biggest point when you put on weight at that position is to be able to hold your line. Like, the NBA is about holding your space and owning your space. And as a guard, when you come off a screen and roll, if you have a low base, you can come shoulder to hip on your screen guy. It's really hard to push, you know, to get through that screen. When you're light and a guy pushes on your hip and you're trying to get through that screen, it allows that guy to recover. So, either defensively getting through screens or offensively running pick and roll, Ja Morant, as good as he already was, he will take it to another level with just that extra weight.
Clippers, I ask it this with having asked the Avery Bradley question. I was just watching, I think Jalen Rose was making the point. He's now leaning it towards the Clippers because of Avery Bradley being gone. I heard from you how much value you see with Avery Bradley. There was a clip where he takes the ball from Pat Bev at center court, goes and lays it up on him, and looks at Pat Bev with this attitude, right? And I think that's what, with the Lakers, he adds so much to just their defensive aura and how good they can be defensively with that attitude that I'll take your ball, typically against a guy you don't want to talk to in Pat Bev. Because of all that, would you – you still got LeBron and AD still there at the top, or do the Clippers get the edge?
I've never wavered. I got the Clippers winning a championship. I did it at the beginning of the year.
That's right.
And I got a chance to interview Doc Rivers during quarantine, you know, because he was doing like 10,000 Zoom calls. It is unbelievable. Everyone and their mom interviewed Doc Rivers. And he was like, we're so focused on winning a championship during this time. We did this. All right, everybody's safe. Okay, good. Now, how do we take advantage of what's going on right now? Because we got a great opportunity. And I like how Paul George and Kawhi Leonard are probably maybe the best two-way wing players in the NBA. They both defend. They both can score.
Both, yeah.
I like the way their team plays. I like the way their team is built. You know, like Montrezl Harrell is an underrated guy. Lou Williams is an underrated guy. So, I got the Clippers beating the Lakers, and I would probably pick that whether Avery Bradley plays or didn't play. I really like them defensively. And I will say this, like, in this environment, I think the best defensive teams are going to really shine. Like, the great offensive teams, I don't know how long it's going to take these guys to get their rhythm. Everything is thrown off. So I feel like the defense will travel. The defense will be in the bubble. The defense will be there no matter what. And so I really do think the Clippers are going to win the championship, unless like a few guys pick up the coronavirus.
Right.
But
changes
outside everything. Outside of that, I got the Clippers winning it all.
I respect it.
Hey, Scout, it's always good to hear
Thank
from you, man.
Brother.
Appreciate the time as always.
Anytime, guys.
Yep.
See ya.
He is Brian Scalabrine. Catch him on Scal and Pals, Radio.com Sports NBA Insider. There you have it. I mean, listen, I hope and I'm optimistic that once everybody gets down to the bubble, that they are going to respect the integrity of that bubble. But, you know, we're dealing with human beings, and it's just frustrating to see all the other sports, like, overseas happening. You know, like Europe has this thing covered. You know, New Zealand's got fans in their arenas, you know.
Yeah.
It feels like we're going to be, like, dealing with this for another 6 months to a year, you know, and it's just, like, very frustrating. But hopefully, you know, a miracle happens, and
I'd do a lot for our confidence if they can get through this, even as small as, you know, sports and the NBA finishing up.
Right.
Being able to get through does a lot for your confidence, because it's, I'll be real honest with you, like, it's wavering. You know, every day when you see the cases are up everywhere, another guy opts out, another practice facility is closed, another campus where they're doing, workouts is closed. That does. It can become discouraging. So you need all the good news you can get through these times. And the best news, quite frankly, is that hopefully more people are wearing their masks. We can sort of try to retake some kind of grasp on this thing. It wasn't a full grasp. We've never had it by the throat. But it does feel like your point, John, some of these foreign countries do now. Let's try to get it back under as much control as we can. We do that as President Rudd told us last week. We all do it. We hope for a college basketball season, wear your mask. Hope for a football season, wear your mask.
Wear
it's
a
the
mask.
Best thing you can do independently right now.
Yep. All right, we will come back, wrap it up. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Gear up for all your favorite teams and sports with Radio.com. The biggest sports stations in America talk about the NFL, MLB, NHL, and NBA. Get updates on when games will start
and how your team stacks up.
Find Jim Rome, Tiki and Tierney, and more of the top personalities in sports on CBS Sports Radio.
And you'll love Radio.com sports originals
like Mike's On with Francesa, Swings and Misses,
and You Better You Bet
with the best bets on the biggest matchups every weekday. Gear up with all the shows and podcasts
on Radio.com or the Radio.com app.
Learn the Potter's Wheel with today's Perks Deal. A private pottery lesson for two at Seize the Clay for only $100. You'll learn the basics of wheel throwing in a 2.5-hour private lesson. By the end of the lesson, you'll have 4 to 6 unique pieces that you can glaze and paint after the bisque firing. Private lessons from Seize the Clay make great gifts, a special anniversary activity, or a fun family outing. Get your deal today at GetMyPerks.com.
I've worked hard to get where I am today, and I won't let anything keep me from moving forward. That's why I signed up for My City Rides. For just $90 a month, I can lease to own a brand new motor scooter that gets me anywhere I want to go. That's cheaper than a car payment. My City Rides taught me how to ride safely, and if anything goes wrong with my scooter, they take care of it for me. No more waiting around for a ride. Now I can cruise where and when I want with the wind in my hair and the sun on my face. Get started at MyCityRides.org.
Join Meghan Trainor on Tuesday, June 30th, live on Facebook for the 2020 Census Concerts That Count. Our generation is powerful. We need to come together to create a future that we want to live in. Filling out your 2020 Census is the one thing we can do to shape our future. Take the census now. Come on, everyone. Shape your future. Start here at 2020census.gov. Join Meghan live on her Facebook at Meghan Trainor Songs on June 30th at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific with superstars Cam Jordan of the Saints and Breonna Stewart of the Seattle Storm.
Imagine a coffee cup. It may seem small, but it comes from a small business, one of thousands on eBay. Powered by people. Millions of people all over the country, all working to get you exactly what you want. And that's no small thing. That's everything. Get your thing on eBay.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by
by community tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-642-3615. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-642-3615 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-642-3615 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-642-3615.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
4-day weekend or a 3-day weekend coming up for a lot of us. And if you're anything like me, I know what that means. Riverset Rye. Riverset Rye Whiskey. 93 proof. Small batch rye whiskey. It is the best in Memphis. It's my go-to whiskey. You hear me talk about it every day. And there's a reason for that. It's because it's absolutely delicious. Smooth, great tasting. Riverset Rye is my go-to whiskey. And it's only $29.99. It's available wherever fine liquors are sold. So go get a bottle right now. And it just looks good on your bar. Like, the bottle is a very good-looking bottle. The red, the gold. It looks as good as it tastes. Go pick up a bottle today. You can drink it neat. You can drink it on the rocks. Make a cocktail with it. Whatever. I'm not going to tell you how to drink your whiskey. Go get it. Join the rye revolution. Go against the current today. Pick up a bottle of Riverset Rye Whiskey. We're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. As we get on out of here, the news today, of course, that the Brooklyn Nets don't have a team. The Brooklyn Nets do not have a team, and so certainly that's going to be an issue for them. We can maybe come up with some replacement opportunities for them.
You're going to need to be watching them a little extra closely too. The team that's there.
Yeah, what are they doing?
That's what I'm saying. They're not going to be down there to win a championship.
Well, exactly.
And they're going to be, you know, willing to stick to all the rules.
Well, like, you can't say, like, unfortunately, they were the seventh seed. You know what I mean? Even though they're below 500, like, unfortunately, you can't say, you can't just come. You can't just not come.
No, I get that.
But yes.
Again, you're talking about a team that's going to be out first round, expecting that.
They need a hall monitor. There's no doubt about that.
And watch them. Just if Stephen A. saying somebody can break the bubble, and watch out for the Nets doing it.
Yeah. Before we get out of here, I got to tell you about the Live Love Memphis Group at RE/MAX Experts. Listen, you may not think so, but business is booming right now in real estate in the Memphis area.
It is.
So if you've been thinking about selling your home, right now is absolutely the time to do it. Inventory is low, which means you're going to get potentially top dollar for your crib. So if you're in the market for that, you've been thinking about it, get with the Live Love Memphis team. Email them at info@livelovememphis.com.
Or can call them up, 901-685-6000. Can ask for Jennifer Carstensen. That's exactly what I did a little bit more than a year and a half ago. And it was quick. Got my home sold in 6 days, which I thought was a miracle. But not for Jennifer and her team. That hardworking team is going to get your home sold just as quickly again. You can call 901-685-6000. It's the Live Love Memphis Group at RE/MAX Experts. They're at livelovememphis.com.
There you go. Do it now. That's going to do it for us today. Thanks to all of our guests who joined us on the show today. Thanks to our man Anthony Sain, who was going to be filling in tomorrow on the Jeff Coggins Show. Been really cool to sort of watch him break in. Well-deserved by Anthony Sain. Appreciate him for joining us. And thanks to Brian Scalabrine for joining us on the show today. Check him out on Scal and Pal.
Congrats to Cameron Jones as well. Commits to Marquette today. ECS and Team Thad standout. 2021 prospect, a good player, 6'3 point guard, headed to Marquette.
Indeed. There you have it. All right, that's going to do it for us. Giordano and Jeffrey are up next. Don't miss it. For Jason and John, we're gone.
The Mid-South's number one for sports. WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. On the radio.com live and rewind anytime. Smart speakers just say play 92.9 ESPN.
Ride with the country's number one auto insurer, State Farm. I'm Kathy Thurman Edwards, the agent on Brookhaven Circle, with a big shout out to my awesome team now licensed in Arkansas, Mississippi, and Tennessee. Call or text 901-767-7744. We're still all better looking than a lizard.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-642-3615. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-642-3615 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-642-3615 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-642-3615.
Hey, Jason Smith here, and listen, AutoZone is one of the big reasons I've been able to keep my 2006 Mazda on the road so long. With more than 5,700 locations, they've helped me with everything from battery changes to replacing my brake pads. And with their same-day pickup, you can order online and get what you need in store or curbside. Have a job that can wait? AutoZone offers free next-day delivery on orders over $35 if you order by 10 p.m. So you can get what you need when you need it. Visit AutoZone.com today to get started. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your car, home, motorcycle, commercial, auto, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-642-3615. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-642-3615 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-642-3615 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-642-3615.
The National Constitution Center serves as America's leading platform for constitutional education and debate. Through its museum in historic Philadelphia, just steps from where the Constitution was signed, and its online...
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.